Cape Cod small boat fishermen have been pushing for the regulations for more than a decade. The council's decision creates a buffer zone extending 12 miles from the coast from Rhode Island to Maine, where midwater trawlers would not be able to fish for herring. Advocates of the decision say the trawlers are depleting stocks of both ocean and river herring in nearshore waters, and this depleted stock in turn affects larger fish that feed on herring. Ground fisherman Charlie Dodge of Chatham.
So yesterday's decision was a huge milestone. It didn't go as far as I'd like it to go, but it's a very good beginning.
Dodge says that when trawlers overfish herring, fish that rely on herring as a food source, like striped bass and haddock, move further offshore. He hopes that the new regulations will help holistically address the situation.
And it's been a 15-year battle, and after yesterday's decision, they're starting to look at the ocean more as an ecosystem-based thing instead of one species at a time, which is long overdue. You can't have healthy fish stocks if they don't have food to eat.
The decision is not without contention. Operators of midwater trawlers have said they already feel squeezed by other developments, like the offshore wind industry, and the new regulations represent one more constraint. Next, the council's recommendation will be reviewed by the National Marine Fisheries Service, and regulations could be in place as early as next year. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.